It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. The one and only Corey Taylor joins us. How are you?
Good, Jack. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to hear your voice and catch up again. It's been a minute. And as usual, you've got a lot going on. That's to say the least.
A thousand things going on.
Well, let's start talking about first the Stone Sour album that's going to be coming out this summer, which is called Hydrograd, which I've heard you I've seen you talk about a lot, and there seems to be a lot of excitement around this release.
People are really stoked. Yeah, I mean it's every once in a while you get that perfect kind of collision of your own excitement matching the excitement of the people who hear the material. And right now we're kind of feeling that, you know, that kind of like mutual excitement going on. Like we didn't realize just how excited people were going to be until we started playing it really for people, and they were just blown away by it. And we only really played half the album, you know? So it's a good problem to have, as I am prone to say, when the spirit takes me. And it's just made us so pumped for people to hear the final product.
And Johnny Chow said that the new album was recorded live and not pieced together with Pro Tools. Why does that make such a difference, especially with this album?
You know, for anyone who's not used to hearing albums recorded a different way, it really, right out of the gate, it gives you a whole different perspective of how albums can be made. It's the difference between listening to a drum machine and listening to a real drummer, like a drummer who can really play. It's the difference between listening to a Casio keyboard try to be a piano and listening to someone actually play a real piano. The difference can be slight, but it can be overwhelmingly massive in the long run, in retrospect. And you know, the cool thing is that, you know, this band was this band is so talented that we were like, you know what, let's go back to the old way of doing things, because a lot of people don't realize that's how albums were made. That's how albums were recorded, was you get everybody in a room, you bang it out, you go back in, you layer some stuff, but you keep that energy. And that's what we did. So we really wanted to set a precedent with everything with this album, is like making it so different from everything else that's out there and keeping that alive spirit, that spirit of rock and roll that we've been chasing.
Corey Taylor on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash on KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Corey Taylor on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the new Stone Sour album, A Hydrograd. It comes out this summer. And Corey, you've already been a part of some really great albums. Why are you even more enthusiastic talking about Hydrograd?
You know, the cool thing about this album and why I'm so stoked about it is that I've been wanting to make a real, true hard rock and roll album for a very long time, you know? And it seems like, and it's nothing against any of the albums that I've made before. I've been very fortunate to have made some really successful albums. I've been very fortunate to have the latitude to be able to pursue all of these creative musical creations. And with this one, the reason I'm so stoked about it is because it is such a, I don't want to say departure, but it is so reflective of that type of album that I've wanted to make for a very long time. It really feels like a greatest hits rock and roll playlist when you put it on and you listen to it from top to bottom. It just has so many different musical spirits, so many different types of good, like hard rock, metal, punk, rock and roll. There's even some bluesy California country on it, which is really, really cool. I mean, we went all out on this album, and it paid off in so many dividends that it is going to blow people away. And that's why we're so, that's why I'm so excited about it. I'm still listening to it. Like, that's how good it is.
Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor. Still to come, I'll have your chance at tickets to see Stone Sour with Korn at the Forum. I'll also have Scorpion's Megadeth tickets coming up, plus music from Motorhead and Soundgarden, and more with Corey Taylor, so stick around. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor is our guest on the show tonight. And Corey, the last two Stone Sour albums were a two-part concept album. How did doing something as involved as concept albums affect what you wanted to do next or not do with Hydrograd?
You know, doing the House of Golden Bones albums, it really showed me that our audience, our fan base, was so ready to hear something. So, they were ready to hear something that was more versatile and more kind of not sporadic, but just more just more all over the place, basically. You know, just like more about experimenting, more trying out different things and seeing what stuck, you know. And that really proved to us that our audience was ready to listen to whatever we had, you know. I mean, with the success of those two albums, it really paved the way for being able to make Hydrograd, because we took all of those ideas and styles and concepts and musical directions, and we honed them down to 15 killer songs and really put a lot of energy, a lot of effort into making sure that it was exactly what we wanted. And yeah, I mean, that just, it kind of set the stage for everything that we wanted to do with Hydrograd. That's why it was so important for us to do the House of Golden Bones albums.
Corey Taylor with us on the show tonight. This is Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor on the show tonight. Stone Sour is very different from your other band, Slipknot, of course. How conscious are you about using different creative methods and performing techniques depending on which band you're working with?
I'm conscious, but I'm also unconscious because it comes very easily. You know, I mean, it's the whole reason why I love doing both in the first place, because I'm allowed to be able to do different stuff, you know? So if it was just, you know, a lighter version of the same music, then it would be different. You know, with Stone Sour, there is such a specifically different sound going on that it makes it very easy for me to just kind of let go and try different artistic approaches, different approaches live, building different shows and different sets, and really, you know, between the two bands, it allows me to be kind of an all-purpose, versatile frontman singer. You know, like, it really lets me, you know, evolve and try different things and strengthen ideas that work, and like it's just the best of both worlds for me. I'm like, I'm very fortunate to be able to do both of them. And when I get to, you know, work on one or the other, the differences, especially creatively, they come really easily.
Full Metal Jackie, still to come. We'll get to music from Stone Sour. Plus, I'll have your chance at tickets to see Stone Sour with Korn at the Forum. We'll have Corey pick a tune. It is all on the way. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor is with us on the show tonight. Corey, your fourth book, America 51, is going to be published later on this year, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's looking like August.
Wow. Okay. What have you learned after writing four books that's made you an even better writer?
I've learned that I don't ever want to write another a political book ever again. Like, it was so heavy, you know. And even coming at it from like a sociopolitical standpoint, knowing that I'm more in the middle than I am left or right, it really was exhaustive, you know, because I did a lot of research. I did a lot of soul searching when it came to trying to figure out where I was on, you know, in this social climate, and trying to be like just supremely honest in a day and age where by doing that, you may or may not turn off a part of your fan base, you know, and there's stuff in this book that might turn off people who are Republicans, and it'll definitely turn off people who are Democrats. But at the same time, I think it needs, it's kind of that time to say things that shake things up. It's kind of that time to say things and try to get people to talk to each other instead of screaming at each other. And that was the whole reason why I wanted to write it. However, I will never write a political book ever again, man. It is time consuming. It's an angry book too. So I can't wait to see what people's reactions are.
Corey Taylor is with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Stone Sour is going to be playing at the Forum with Korn on Wednesday, June 21st. Tickets are on sale now. Call us at 800-955-KLOS. Caller 25. Tickets are yours. Furnished by Live Nation. Also on the bill for this show, Baby Metal. This is Karate on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor with us tonight. The Serenity of Suffering tour is happening this summer. Korn, Stone Sour, Baby Metal, and more. And you've got Stone Sour's new album coming out this summer, Hydrograd. So you're already, you've already established yourself as a musician and a writer. What other forms of expression would you like to apply your talent and personality to?
You know, that's a damn good question. I definitely want to do more acting. I've been hit up for a couple more acting gigs, and where I can, I try to, you know, kind of, you know, fit, you know, thread the needle and fit it in with the time that I have. As far as that goes, like I really, really want to write a movie and see it kind of made, you know, take it from the concept stage to the you know, the premiere, you know, and like take it all through the stages that kind of encompasses that. I've got some really cool ideas, at least I think, for movies, and I would love to see that happen. You know, I don't know if it ever will, but you know, here's to hoping. It could be something really, really cool, you know.
Awesome. Well, it's like, where are you going to find the time?
Yeah, right. And trust me, I try to find time, and that's also while trying to be a dad and a husband. Like, I mean, it's just, I think the best problem that I ever had was the fact that I have too many interests, you know.
Do you sleep?
Yeah, but I'm up every morning at like 6:30 or 7. Like, I don't, just sleeping in for me, I'm not bragging. I got to sleep in till 8 o'clock the other day, and I was on cloud 9, man. I was like, I woke up, I stretched, I went, 8 o'clock? What is it, my birthday? This is amazing. Yeah.
Oh, well, Corey, looking forward to seeing you this summer on the Serenity of Suffering tour, of course, and looking forward to hearing more of you know, about this upcoming Stone Sour record. Thank you so much, as always, for taking the time.
Oh, thank you very much, Jack. It was very good to talk to you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging with me for another edition of Whiplash. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie, and you can check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Fraser Smith is up next, leaving you off with Sabbath. See ya.